Congregation may be seated. I would love to invite the children to come on forward. I'll be right there. I hear you. You know what a candle is, don't you? How much light do you think a candle provides? Enough so that you can see. That's it. That's it. Have you ever really, you know, has there been a storm at your house and the lights go out and all of a sudden you have to light a candle? That candle's kind of cool because no matter how dark it was in your house, that candle is enough so that, I'm not really afraid anymore. And B, I can sort of see it, you know, walk around and all the rest of that. Today in the gospel story, Jesus was talking about darkness. And then he says, the Son of Man comes power and glory. Jesus comes to bring light into darkness, all right? And sometimes it can feel like it's just the littlest, teeniest, tiniest candle. And yet that's enough, because no matter how dark it is, one candle is enough. So if we look around out here, and if we look in the mirror this morning, we're that one candle. We can bring the light of God's love even to the darkest light. And that darkness cannot win because the light of Christ with it. That kind of cool. Let's pray. Gracious, holy, and good God, we give you thanks for the light that Jesus provides. Help us to walk into our world shining with that light of Christ so that all may know your love. We thank you for the day, Lord. Amen. Thanks for being here.